Judges 15 through 16. But after a while, in the time of wheat harvest, Samson visited his wife with a young goat, and said, "I will go into my wife in her room." But her father did not let him enter. Her father said, "I really thought that you hated her intensely, so I gave her to your companion. Is her younger sister not more beautiful than she? Please, let her be yours instead." Samson then said to them, "This time I have been blameless regarding the Philistines when I do harm them." And Samson went and caught 300 jackals, and took torches, and turned the jackals tail to tail, and put one torch in the middle between two tails. When he had set fire to the torches, he released the jackals into the standing grain of the Philistines, and set fire to both the bundled heaps and the standing grain, along with the vineyards and olive groves. Then the Philistines said, "Who did this?" And some said, "Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he took his wife and gave her to his companion." So the Philistines came up and burned her and her father to death with fire. Then Samson said to them, "If this is how you act, I will certainly take revenge on you, and only after that will I stop." So he struck them ruthlessly with a great slaughter, and afterward he went down and lived in the cleft of the rock of Etam. Then the Philistines went up and camped in Judah, and spread out in Lehi. So the men of Judah said, "Why have you come up against us?" And they said, "We have come up to bind Samson, in order to do to him as he did to us." Then 3,000 men of Judah went down to the cleft of the rock of Etam, and said to Samson, "Do you not know that the Philistines are rulers over us? What then is this that you have done to us?" And he said to them, "Just as they did to me, so I have done to them." They said to him, "We have come down to bind you, so that we may hand you over to the Philistines." And Samson said to them, "Swear to me that you will not kill me." So they said to him, "No, but we will bind you tightly and give you into their hands, but we certainly will not kill you." Then they bound him with two new ropes, and brought him up from the rock. When he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted as they met him, and the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon him, so that the ropes that were on his arms were like flax that has burned with fire, and his restraints dropped from his hands. Then he found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, so he reached out with his hand and took it, and killed 1,000 men with it. And Samson said, "With the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey, I have killed 1,000 men." When he had finished speaking, he threw the jawbone from his hand, and he named that place Ramath Lehi. Then he became very thirsty, and he called upon the Lord, and said, "You have handed this great victory over to your servant, and now am I to die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised?" But God split the hollow place that is in Lehi, so that water came out of it. When he drank, his strength returned and he revived. Therefore he named it En-Hakkor, which is in Lehi to this day. So he judged Israel for 20 years in the days of the Philistines. Now Samson went to Gaza, and saw a prostitute there, and had relations with her. When it was reported to the Gazites, saying, "Samson has come here," they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night at the gate of the city. And they kept silent all night, saying, "Let's wait until the morning light, then we will kill him." Now Samson lay asleep until midnight, and at midnight he got up and took hold of the doors of the city gate and the two doorposts, and pulled them up along with the bars. Then he put them on his shoulders, and carried them up to the top of the mountain which is opposite Hebron. After this it came about that he was in love with a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. So the governors of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, "Entice him, and see where his great strength lies, and how we can overpower him, so that we may bind him to humble him. Then we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver. So Delilah said to Samson, "Please, tell me where your great strength lies, and how you can be bound to humble you." And Samson said to her, "If they bind me with 7 fresh animal tendons that have not been dried, then I will become weak like any other man." Then the governors of the Philistines brought up to her 7 fresh animal tendons that had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now she had men prepared for an ambush in an inner room, and she said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he tore the tendons to pieces just like a thread of flax is torn apart when it comes too close to fire. So his strength was not discovered. Then Delilah said to Samson, "Behold, you have toyed with me and told me lies. Now please, tell me how you may be bound." Then he said to her, "If they bind me tightly with new ropes which have not been used, then I will become weak and be like any other man." So Delilah took new ropes and bound him with them and said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." For the men in ambush were waiting in the inner room, but he tore the ropes from his arms like thread. Then Delilah said to Samson, "Up to now you have toyed with me and told me lies. Tell me how you may be bound." And he said to her, "If you weave the 7 locks of my hair with the web and fasten it with the pin, then I will be weak like any other man." So while he slept, Delilah wove the 7 locks of his hair with a web, and she fastened it with the pin and said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he awoke from his sleep and pulled the pin out of the loom and the web. Then she said to him, "How can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have toyed with me these 3 times and have not told me where your great strength is." And it came about, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, that his soul was annoyed to death. So he told her all that was in his heart and said to her, "A razor has never come on my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I will become weak and be like any other man." When Delilah saw that he had told her all that was in his heart, she sent word and called the governors of the Philistines, saying, "Come once more, for he has told me all that is in his heart." Then the governors of the Philistines came up to her and brought up the money in their hands. And she made him sleep on her knees and called for a man and had him shave off the 7 locks on his head. Then she began to humble him, and his strength left him. She said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Then the Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes, and they brought him down to Gaza and restrained him with bronze chains. And he became a grinder in the prison. However, the hair of his head began to grow again after it was shaved off. Now the governors of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon their god, and to celebrate, for they said, "Our god has handed Samson our enemy over to us." When the people saw him, they praised their god, for they said, "Our god has handed our enemy over to us, even the destroyer of our country, who has killed many of us." It so happened, when they were in high spirits, that they said, "Call for Samson, that he may amuse us." So they called for Samson from the prison, and he entertained them, and they made him stand between the pillars. Then Samson said to the boy who was holding his hand, "Let me feel the pillars on which the house rests, so that I may lean against them." Now the house was full of men and women, and all the governors of the Philistines were there. About 3,000 men and women were on the roof, looking on, while Samson was entertaining them. Then Samson called to the Lord and said, "Lord God, please remember me, and please strengthen me just this time, O God, that I may at once take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes. Then Samson grasped the two middle pillars on which the house rested, and braced himself against them, the one with his right hand and the other with his left. And Samson said, Let me die with the Philistines. And he pushed outwards powerfully, so that the house fell on the governors and all the people who were in it, and the dead whom he killed at his death were more than those whom he killed during his lifetime. Then his brothers and all his father's household came down and took him, and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol, in the tomb of his father Manoah. So he judged Israel for 20 years. Mark 3. He entered the synagogue again, and a man was there whose hand was withered, and they were watching him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, Get up and come forward. And he said to them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath, or to do harm, to save a life, or to kill? But they kept silent. After looking around at them with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart, he said to the man, Stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately began conspiring with the Herodians against him, as to how they might put him to death. Jesus withdrew to the sea with his disciples, and a large multitude from Galilee followed, and also from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and beyond the Jordan, and the vicinity of Tyre and Sidon. A great number of people heard about everything that he was doing and came to him. And he told his disciples to see that a boat would be ready for him because of the masses, so that they would not crowd him. For he had healed many, with the result that all those who had diseases pushed in around him in order to touch him. And whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, You are the Son of God! And he strongly warned them not to reveal who he was. And he went up on the mountain, and summoned those whom he himself wanted. And they came to him, and he appointed 12, so that they would be with him, and that he could send them out to preach, and to have authority to cast out the demons. And he appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James. To them he gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder. And Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. And he came home, and the crowd gathered again, to such an extent that they could not even eat a meal. And when his own people heard about this, they came out to take custody of him, for they were saying, He has lost his senses. The scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, He is possessed by Beelzebul, and he casts out the demons by the ruler of the demons. And so he called them to himself, and began speaking to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. He is finished. But no one can enter the strong man's house and plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man, and then he will plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons and daughters of men, and whatever blasphemies they commit. But whoever blasphemies against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin, because they were saying, He has an unclean spirit. Then his mother and his brothers came, and while standing outside they sent word to him, calling for him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, Behold, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you. Answering them, he said, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those who were sitting around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, this is my brother and sister and mother." Titus 1. Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the faith of those chosen of God and the knowledge of the truth which is according to godliness, in the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised long ages ago. But at the proper time he revealed his word, in the proclamation with which I was entrusted according to the commandment of God our Savior, to Titus, my true son, in a common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. For this reason I left you in Crete, that you would set in order what remains and appoint elders in every city, as I directed you, namely, if any man is beyond reproach, the husband of one wife, having children who believe, not accused of indecent behavior or rebellion. For the overseer must be beyond reproach as God's steward, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not overindulging in wine, not a bully, not greedy for money, but hospitable, loving what is good, self-controlled, righteous, holy, disciplined, holding firmly the faithful word which is in accordance with the teaching, so that he will be able both to exhort in sound doctrine and to refute those who contradict it. For there are many rebellious people, empty talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, who must be silenced because they are upsetting whole families, teaching things they should not teach for the sake of dishonest gain. One of them, a prophet of their own, said, "Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. For this reason, reprimand them severely, so that they may be sound in the faith, not paying attention to Jewish myths and commandments of men who turn away from the truth. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But both their mind and their conscience are defiled. They profess to know God, but by their deeds they deny him, being detestable and disobedient and worthless for any good deed." Proverbs 12:1-9. One who loves discipline loves knowledge, but one who hates rebuke is stupid. A good person will obtain favor from the Lord, but he will condemn a person who devises evil. A person will not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous will not be moved. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who shames him is like rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are just, but the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. The words of the wicked wait in ambush for blood, but the mouth of the upright will rescue them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous will stand. A person will be praised according to his insight, but one of perverse mind will be despised. Better is one who is lightly esteemed and has a servant than one who honors himself and lacks bread. Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a cloak, stretching out heaven like a tent curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot. He walks on the wings of the wind. He makes the winds his messengers, flaming fire his ministers. He established the earth upon its foundations, so that it will not totter for ever and ever. You covered it with the deep sea as with a garment. The waters were standing above the mountains. They fled from your rebuke. At the sound of your thunder, they hurried away. The mountains rose, the valleys sank down, to the place which you established for them. You set a boundary so that they will not pass over, so that they will not return to cover the earth. He sends forth springs in the valleys. They flow between the mountains. They give drink to every animal of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the sky dwell beside them. They lift up their voices from among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of his works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and vegetation for the labor of mankind, so that they may produce food from the earth, and wine which makes a human heart cheerful, so that he makes his face gleam with oil, and food which sustains a human heart. The trees of the Lord drink their fill. The cedars of Lebanon which he planted, where the birds build their nests, and the stork whose home is in the juniper trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the rock hyrax. He made the moon for the seasons. The sun knows the place of its setting. You appoint darkness, and it becomes night, in which all the animals of the forest prowl about. The young lions roar for their prey, and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdraw, and they lie down in their dens. A person goes out to his work, and to his labor until evening.